Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Mel Churchma. Our interview with Coach Churchma, underwritten each week by Maryville's High V and recorded on Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock at Maryville's High V. And Coach Churchma, another exciting game. This one right down to the wire. It took the lead for the first time in the game with 17 seconds left, winning at 35-31. And one of the things we talked about after the broadcast, if you're only going to lead for 17 seconds in the game, you pick the right 17 seconds to have the lead.
That's right, John. It was one of those days, you know. We had kind of a rocky start. We had to snap over the quarterback's head on the fourth play from scrimmage, and they recovered. And our defense did a great job. That was huge, I thought, to keep them, hold them to a field goal there because they got the ball inside the 30. We went three and out our next possession, and then they had a really nice drive and went in and scored. We're down 10 to nothing, and I think there's maybe only a couple of minutes left in the first quarter, and we'd had seven snaps and really hadn't had much production. And fortunately, we were able to get the touchdown pass to Tyler Shaw right away. And from that point on, I felt like it was really an even football game. We gave them a little break at the start of the second half with the onside kick. We really thought it was a risk that we had to take. We weren't covering the kickoffs real well anyway. Todd wasn't kicking real well Saturday. And so we had worked on it. Unfortunately, one of the guys that had been working on it forgot what he was supposed to do, and we didn't block one guy, and that was the guy that recovered the football. But, you know, other than that, in the second half, I thought our defense played extremely well. And, of course, everything from the first quarter on, our offense played a great game.
It really seemed like in that game, every time you come back, get to within three, then you'd see Texas A&M Kingsville come back and make it a 10-point game relatively quickly. But you're able to keep going and keep making it a 3-point game for a while. And then when you took over with the ball on your own 20 there with that last drive, had just enough time to go down and put together a good drive, but a drive where you didn't have to necessarily rush, but I mean, you had to obviously be in a little bit of a hurry, but you could kind of take your time and make the type of plays you wanted to make on that final drive.
Well, we did, John. We really, I don't think we ever got to our 2 minute, maybe we put our 2 minute wristbands in. We have what we call a 2 minute wristband that we put in when we get into our 2 minute drill. I'm not sure if we put those in or not. I know we didn't at the start because we had a very good drive, and we moved on down the field. You know, we had a couple of big plays. Josh Baker had a couple of big plays on third down and made some big catches. And Soy, of course, had a couple of big catches. And then he had, the big penalty on them. And rightfully so, he was coming across the middle and the ball was incomplete. And the guy really took a shot at his head. And, that kind of gave us the momentum we needed. When we got inside the, I think we had first and 10 on the 11, if I'm not mistaken. There was about a minute left. We had two timeouts. I wasn't too concerned with the clock running at that point. You know, with two timeouts, you can control things. If you're down to one, then you have to, and you've got a chance for a field goal, you really have to be careful. But with two, you can kind of let things go, and it really played out well.
And I thought, too, one of the keys to that game, with the amount of injuries you have along the offensive line, I thought the offensive line did just a great job of giving protection for Blake Bowles on Saturday.
They did, John. The first ball game we gave up 8 sacks against Kingsville. And Saturday we gave up 1, and that was the play right before the half where he probably could have thrown it away or he could have thrown it up for grabs there in the middle. It was the last play of the half, but he made a decision rather than do that to just go ahead and take the sack. And that was a smart play. And so otherwise, he got rushed a few times. They're a great team. They are a very good defensive team, and I thought our offensive line did a great job. Our back stayed in and protected and really helped out, did some good things there. And we were able to run the ball enough and well enough that it set up our play action. You're not going to run the ball too much. They were giving up 50 yards a game rushing, I think, or 52. We had 90, but that was enough, because our play action was pretty good Saturday.
I thought Kelvin Austin did a good job in the carries that he had on Saturday.
Well, he did. He had the one big carry where he just determination. He kept his legs going, and a few guys hit him, but didn't wrap up, and all of a sudden he reels off about a 30-yard gain there, and that was a big play. And Jordan Simmons did a nice job. Billy Creason had a few nice runs in there. Blake carried the ball a few times for some good positive yardage, scored a touchdown, and set up the last touchdown on the quarterback, the read play. So we really mixed it up just enough enough. We ended up throwing the ball, I think, 53 times, I believe was how many times we threw it, which is a lot for us. But in order to beat Kingsville, I think that's what you have to do, unless you've got just an unbelievable running game, and we don't have that. But, you know, like I said, I was just pleased that we ran the ball well enough to allow us to do those other things.
And the last play call, just kind of talk a little bit about what went into that final play that you got the pass to Baker for the touchdown.
Well, you know, we got down to the, you know, it was third and three on the four, and I said to AD, we had a timeout, and I said, I really want to score. I said, we don't want to kick a field goal, but I said, if it's fourth down from here, we've got to kick a field goal. So we talked a little bit, and he gave me the number of the play, which I've got to look to see what it is before, and I said, I hope you're putting it in the hands of Sawyer Baker, and he had already had that figured out. So, and it was perfect because we put Jake in motion, which we hadn't shown before. We hadn't shown that look. Put him in motion, got him across. He's our best blocker, and he had an awesome block on that play. And, Josh has got great hands, catches the ball. I knew as soon as he caught the ball, they were going to have a hard time stopping him, but he never even got touched. He just went to the corner of the end zone and scored.
And, again, when you talk about Baker and Sawyer, it's a nice luxury to have a couple guys like that that you know you can go to in big plays such as that.
Well, they both came up big Saturday, and it was neat because both of them had some adversity in the second half. Josh had a couple of drops and one of the possessions there right late in the fourth quarter that we didn't convert on. And Jake had to fumble. Anybody would have fumbled on that play. That was a great hit by their safety. But, both those guys got a chance to redeem themselves there in that last drive, and that was really neat for them.
I thought with Soy going into the game, kind of suffered that injury in the Pittsburgh State game, maybe not full speed in that, and he took some hard hits throughout that ball game and still able to come up and make a lot of meaningful catches.
I was really impressed with him and his fortitude because he did. He took some hard hits, and I knew that he was hurting. The good thing is I think he came out of it no worse than he went into it. I'm looking forward to this week. We can limit him a little bit. He doesn't need to take a lot of reps, and I really feel like by Saturday he might be close to full strength again. I thought it was interesting. He made the comment after the game on his touchdown catch that, he had to go up and get that. He said last Saturday against Missouri Western, he said, I wouldn't have been able to catch that ball. And so, we're making progress, and it was the same thing for a number of our other injuries. Our defensive linemen really all came out of the game feeling no worse than they did going into it, and so you don't have that setback. Justin Welch played, I thought, outstanding, and he had been limited all week. And, and Bowles was a little nicked up, and he played well. So maybe we're getting things turning a little bit, and, hopefully, like I said, with another week, maybe these guys are going to be that much, closer to being full speed.
Defensively, a lot of guys came up big, but one guy especially that was noteworthy, Josh Lawrence, and had a big game for you.
Unbelievable. I didn't realize how big it was until yesterday after we evaluate the film and look at his defensive points. And, for a defensive lineman, I think as long as – I don't know if I've ever seen anybody have – a defensive lineman ever have over 40 points. It's a complicated thing that we do. Josh Lawrence had 55. That just says so much about everything that he did. And he was gassed. He was gassed in the first half a few times when he came off. But, he's just one of those guys. He's a great competitor, and he just continues to give you a great effort.
And you had a lot of guys on that defensive side that gave you a heck of an effort as well, I thought.
Well, they really did, John. I thought our defensive line, even though we were nicked up, I thought they played well. Our linebackers, Chad and Willie both had a lot of tackles. Billy Bodler has just been so steady this year. Unfortunately, he had a couple of penalties, but I thought he played well. Our guys in the secondary, especially our corners, Ryan and Justin, I thought both of those guys played real well. And, of course, Marcial came up with a big interception again.
That one of the keys to in that ball game, not necessarily the sacks that you would get on Popple, their quarterback, but gave him pressure, and he was hit an awful lot to where it seemed like in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter, he's maybe a little more gun-shy than he was when the game started.
I think that was a classic example of hitting a quarterback, even though you didn't get the sacks. And we were so close so many times, and there's no doubt, John, that you're right on that in the fourth quarter he did hurry things a little bit because he had been hit a lot, and there was a couple of times when he had trouble getting up. And You know, that's just a credit to our defensive line and to our defensive coaches. They do a great job of giving them different looks. And I think our depth, even though we're not as deep as we'd like to be, I think our depth started to pay off. And we were able to, you know, to capitalize on that a little bit. I think their offensive linemen might have got a little tired. And we kind of gained some momentum there in the fourth quarter, and I think that all paid off for us.
Yeah, it really seemed like that was probably a factor in that interception that Sorrell had, where even though Popple didn't appear to be pressured at all, it seemed like that the pressure had got to him up to that particular point where he really rushed things.
Yeah, I'm really puzzled by that. I don't know who he was throwing to, because Marcel was the only guy anywhere close, but and he was accurate. He hit Marcel right between the 2 and the 6. So, you know, I was glad he caught it, and, you know, that was a big play for us.
Now, you've had a number of close games down the stretch, and not only during the regular season, but obviously in the first two playoff games here. How much of a factor did that type of experience have in the comeback Saturday and down the stretch to be able to come up with that victory?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt, John, that's a big factor. I think in both games, but especially Saturday, you know, on the road in a tough environment and playing an awfully good football team, and our kids never doubted. I mean, even when we had that fumble with 5 minutes left, you know, there was nothing but guys being positive and encouraging, and offensive guys said, hey, we're going to get it back again, and the defense went out and got them a 3 and out, and we used very little time on the clock doing it, and you know, and when we got the ball, it was just like, we're going to go down and score, and that's what we did. So you learn from those experiences, and I think that they do pay off when you get in similar situations like we're seeing right now.
How important, too, was it to get the ball to Tyler Shaw for that touchdown there in the first half from a confidence standpoint for Tyler?
Well, it was good because I didn't breathe from the time the ball was released from Blake's hand until I saw the hands go up. You know, he struggled, and you feel so bad for him because he is a good receiver, and it's just one of those things. It's a mental thing. I watch him in practice every day, and he catches everything, and that was great to see come down. He said the ball really looked like it was overthrown, and he said that probably helped him because he didn't have time to think. He had to do everything he could just to get to it, and made a big catch, and that was a huge touchdown for us.
I would imagine, too, having that kind of deep threat with his speed is very important to your team.
We've got to have Tyler Shaw in there. He adds a totally different dimension from what we have with our other receivers. And, you know, every ball game he's going to get open at some point deep. And, you know, Blake's pretty good on the deep ball. So, you know, it was good to see him. He made another big catch later on in the game and took a good hit on that. And so, you know, hopefully we can get him a little more involved, and that's going to make us that much better this week against Central.
Now, one of the things you're talking about, too, with the win over Kingsville, too, is the fact that you were able to beat a very good team on Saturday.
Well, we were. We have good teams in the MIAA. There's no doubt about that. But Kingsville's a special football team. They do such a great job of building their whole team around their defense. Their defense is really outstanding, and their offense plays right into the hands of what they're doing defensively. And they're hard to beat, and they're really hard to beat in Kingsville. So I was really proud. Matter of fact, I told our kids yesterday at our meeting, I said, if we had lost that game, I said I couldn't have said anything but that I was proud of the way they played. We got the kind of effort that you want, and when you get that kind of a total effort, if you come up short, then there's nothing to be ashamed of. But fortunately for us, we did.
I thought something, too, that's kind of special. Obviously, we didn't have the numbers that we have for a lot of road games as far as a fan base, but because it's just so hard to get down to Kingsville, Texas on short notice. But you had had some folks in Bearcat Green there in the stands still.
We did, and they were right behind our bench, and they were pretty vocal. They got after it. You know, that was fun to see. And, you know, I would guess we had 200 to 300 people there. And for that far and on that short a notice, I thought that was really good. And, you know, our kids really appreciated that. But our kids do a great job on the road. And, you know, we kind of got together at halftime and said, look, you know, we didn't get any breaks in the first half anywhere on that field, and we didn't expect to get any in the second half. And we said, you know, it's us against the world. And I think sometimes our kids really play well when they have that type of an attitude.
thought one thing, though, that was a unifying force for the fans, both for Kingsville and for Northwest, is every time they mentioned the Abilene Central score, it got a big round of applause but with what Central was doing over in Abilene.
Yeah, I guess nobody was for Abilene Christian. They didn't ask me. I might have been for Abilene Christian, but no, not really. I'm happy that, you know, for Jim and for Central Missouri and for our conference. That was a big win for our conference.
Let's just talk about the matchup now. Central Missouri, the second time that you'll play the Mules this season. Of course, you had that similar situation the last 2 weeks with Missouri Western and then Kingsville. So, again, a second time around with the Mules.
Well, it's going to be a tough football game. You know, number one, Central is a very good football team. Number two, they're playing extremely well right now. Since our ball game, they had a week off. They had the last day of the regular season, they had an open game, open date, and so they had that week off. They came back in the first round of the playoffs against West Texas. They score 42 in the first half. Then they go to the number one seed in the region to go to Abilene, and they score 35 in the first half. They're playing really well right now. So, you know, and I think they have the attitude, I know, and probably a lot of people that just watch that game feel like we really didn't deserve to win that ball game. Like we kind of stole it away from them there at the end. And so, you know, I guess that's good for them, but I think that's kind of good for us too, because I think our kids really feel like we have something to prove this week as well.
And let's just talk about some of the keys to the matchup now that you obviously know a lot about the program and seen them once already, and I also had a chance to watch them on tape the last couple weeks. What are some of the keys that you see the way the teams match up in this second time?
Well, I think the big thing, John, is just don't let them score quick. They score so quick, and that's what they did. They were up 21-0 right away against against Abilene Christian, you know, and when you dig yourself a hole like against a team like that, it's really tough to overcome because they can continue to score. I think that's going to be important. Don't give up big plays. We did a great job of that the first time, and we're going to have to do that again. You know, even we did give up a few big plays, but we kept them out of the end zone. You know, the big screen pass, we got him on the 9-yard line, and the one time they got the tight end down the middle, we tackled him, I think, on the one. You know, so we kept them from getting big scoring plays. I think that's going to be important. Our offense has to play a lot better than we did the first game. I think that's going to be a real advantage for us offensively this time because our kids know we got beat offensively against Central. We did not do much. Like AD said, we ran the hook and ladder late in the game, and that was about it. We just didn't do a whole lot offensively, and I think our confidence is starting to come back, and you know what I've seen from the second half of the Missouri Western game, and really the whole ball game at the Kingsville. We're getting to be more confident, and I think we'll be ready to go.
I know a lot of people going into that first matchup were predicting 42-41 score, kind of a high scoring game. It turned out really that the defense dominated in that matchup.
Well, they did. There was no doubt that their defense dominated us, and obviously our defense played extremely well that day. You know, you look at the stats, you say we played really well and we gave up 480 yards of offense or whatever it was, but we did. We kept them out of the end zone, and that's the name of the game, and I think that that's going to be important again. They're so good on defense in the secondary. They do a great job. I think the difference in their secondary that I can see is they just don't miss tackles. They you do not get many yards after catch, and you know, that's where we've been really efficient with Soy and with Baker. They've gotten a lot of yards after catch. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how we respond to that.
Well, you meet another goal. Last week we talked about one of your goals be playing over a Thanksgiving break. Well, now you're playing into December.
Play in December. You know, it's 8-4 now. There's eight teams left, and you want to get to four, and that's really the only goal you have. I mean, you know, it's so easy when you get in the playoffs. You either win and you move on, or you lose and you're done. And I think our kids have really responded to that. And so, you know, we're excited. We're really excited to be at home. I think it's a special time. Playoffs are special, and then when you can have them at home, the more advanced the games are in the playoffs, the bigger they become as far as home games are concerned. You know, the first round game's nice, second round game's better. You know, the regional championship, which we have here this Saturday, that's a big game, and so we're excited to have it here in Bearcat Stadium.
And Bearcat fans really seem to answer the call in these type of games too.
Well, I hope so. You know, we had a decent crowd against Missouri Western. It wasn't quite. I thought we'd have a little more. We had about just under 6,000. Central's going to bring a good contingency, but we need the Bearcat fans out there. Hopefully our students will really come out. There's nothing else going on this weekend. We got 2 weeks before tests, so they've just been home for Thanksgiving, so hopefully they can find their way out to the stadium and make a lot of noise. I think that'll be a real factor Saturday.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Mel Tersma. Our interview with Coach Tersma is underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee and recorded at Maryville's Hy-Vee at 1 o'clock on Monday afternoons. For Coach Tersma, I'm John Coffey, KXCV, KRNW Sports.